Chapter 3. Charles Benedict disposed of Kruger's body, the knife, and the old clothes before abandoning the Chevrolet with the key still in the ignition in the area of the capital with the highest crime rate. A smaller crowd was still schmoozing in the ballroom when he returned to the Theodore Roosevelt to mingle at the cocktail party. After a reasonable amount of time, Benedict took the stairs to the lobby. As he walked by the Bull Moose Bar, he spotted Carrie Blair in a booth in a distant corner, nursing a drink. Benedict took a step back. Carrie was alone. She was staring into her glass, and she looked sad. Benedict had always wondered what the society prosecutor would be like in bed, and he couldn't pass up a chance to find out. Before he entered the bar, the lawyer took a pillbox out of his pocket and palmed a mild sedative that would make Carrie compliant. Slipping the pill into Carrie's drink would pose no problem for someone with the lawyer's skill at sleight of hand. Carrie was leaning forward and staring into a double shot of bourbon. Benedict was certain that most of the men in the bar had eyed her more than once. He bet they were wondering what could possibly make someone so perfect look so depressed. Benedict was fairly certain he knew the reason for the prosecutor's funk. Almost 10 years ago, when Carrie was a young assistant Commonwealth attorney, she had tried Horace Blair for driving under the influence. Horace had become smitten with the woman who was prosecuting him, and he had pursued her relentlessly. Their marriage was the scandal of the decade in the circles in which Horace traveled. Everyone believed that Carrie had married Blair for his money, and the people in Horace's set made no secret of their disdain. From what Benedict had heard, living the life of a millionaire's wife had gotten old quickly. Society snubbed Carrie, and her old friends felt uncomfortable around her. Carrie was rumored to live in her office more than in the plush rooms of Horace's mansion. Benedict slid into the booth across from Blair. Carrie was not happy to see him. The prosecutor knew Benedict well enough to see past.